Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts. That's just the way you make me
feel. Such a good song, isn't it, Gabe?
I love it so much.
You're high-fiving me in the studio.
Yeah, I'm trying to get amped up.
I'm loving the excitement. Well, we are excited, aren't we?
You just gave me the dampest high-five ever.
Oh, was it a bit sort of wimp?
Yeah, we got Sam Perry.
You're listening to Morning Glory. We've got a special guest joining us on the line. Oh, well, not just a special guest. He's the 2018 winner of The Voice.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Sam Perry.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
We're amazing now we're talking to you.
Oh, stop it. Can you hear me all right? I'm in a warehouse filming some stuff.
We can hear you beautifully.
What are you doing in a warehouse?
Right, well, we've got a big camera crew and doing some things
that
I'm not sure
what
to talk about, but yeah.
So have you just started or are you wrapping it up? Has it been an all-night thing?
Just started. It's been a crazy couple of days, obviously. You haven't just been running around doing lots of interviews and lots of film shoots and photo stuff and blah, blah, blah. But yeah, it's all been super exciting. I'm just really, really excited to have some sleep after this in a couple of days.
Yeah, I bet. Now, we have to be probably the millionth person to say this, Sam, but a really big congratulations on winning The Voice.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's a bit overwhelming. It actually hasn't sunk in yet. It started to a little bit last night, but when I was looking at that gold envelope.
Oh, right. Nice.
Well, I was just going to say, because you were only crowned a few days ago, is your head still attached to your body or has it blown off yet with all the excitement?
It's funny. I really honestly didn't see it coming. I know a lot of people say they did, but I showed up just to do my looping and at the blind auditions and hoped that I'd get a few more followers and I could go and get some seats into my shows, and I was playing around the country and then here I am today. So I really didn't see it coming. So it's taken me a little bit of time to process.
That's so cool that you didn't see that coming, but looping is huge at the moment. Like Netta won Eurovision. She's a looper.
Exactly.
There's a few comedians on the scene who are loopers, Ryan Coffey, and DubFX is smashing it at the moment too.
DubFX, he's my main guy. He's actually, when he comes to Perth, I supported him a couple of times. He actually helped me build my rig and set up my sounds, and he's actually been a massive inspiration of mine. So I just messaged him yesterday. Well, he's a cool dude, but he's honestly one of the world's best.
I can absolutely see that because as soon as I was watching your stuff, I saw that kind of similarities with DubFX, and I thought you guys are really super cool.
Yeah, we've done a couple of tracks live together and played some shows together, and he's awesome. I'll send him a video and he'll hit me back and be like, "Hey Sam, just change your bass down a few dB and just actually take me through it and help me." So he's like one of the world's nicest people. And we've got Tom Thumb coming out of Australia as well, and MB14 in France. He just came second in The Voice over in France. So Europe scene for it's huge at the moment, this vocal looping, and we're just staying up with him. We're just keeping up. That's all.
Well, you are in the right place at the right time at the moment, man.
Yeah. It's not new to me. I come from a world of, my Facebook and Instagram feeds are full of beatboxers and vocal loop artists. So I've been doing this for 5 years at least. So I get it, it's new to everyone else, and that word controversy, which I'm sure is about to come up. But, for me, it was just normal. It's just what I've been doing. It's how I've been living.
Yeah.
So I was a bit like, oh, okay. Oh, yeah, this isn't normal.
Well, what I did kind of more want to ask around that, because, I mean, obviously a lot of, the controversies, as you say, a lot of it is sort of, blown up in the media with what the judges are supposedly saying and not saying. But for being on a singing contest, was that hard for you to sort of focus?
Oh, of course. At the start, yeah. I don't really know what I'm doing tomorrow most of the time. So I just didn't see it coming. I was just honestly just like focusing on performing well. But, I totally understand it. And Boy George and I, we are actually friends off camera. He's cool. Like, we've been hanging out. He's a cool guy.
You've been hanging out with Boy George?
Yeah, and Joe Jonas. He comes down to secret little gigs with us with a few of the guys. We go down to little pop-up shows where Ben Sicali would play a gig and Joe would come in, like, with a hoodie on and one security guard. And they're all cool.
That's awesome.
They're all just human beings at the end of the day,
Of course.
We sort of forget that.
And yeah, I mean, you worked very closely with Kelly Rowland. That's One Degree of Separation from Beyonce, may I add.
Or Destiny's Child.
Yeah, well, Destiny's Child. Well, I mean, some of your choices for some of the stuff that you were sampling, you sampled people like Queen, Nirvana, Coolio, Gangsta's Paradise. Are they all your musical influences, or are you kind of fed ideas from the producers of the show?
I'm across all genres of music. I think that's why I can sort of, you know, I respect all music. I go from drum and bass to sometimes I listen to jazz. So I'm from opposite ends of the spectrum. But Kelly would give me a song. Like, I didn't do a cover, really. My first ever cover was When Doves Cry. And
okay,
that's because
cool.
I had to do covers to do the voice.
Yep.
I've always just done original music and original shows, and I'll throw in a verse here or two of someone else's song, but I never really looked at them as covers. I never actually took one on. So it opened up a whole new world for me, actually. Kelly would give me a song and I'd learn it and I'd present it. And that's how we went. I'd get told the song and I'd do it.
Ah, there you go.
We absolutely love your voice looping style. And look, we definitely think you deserve to win and be in the competition all the way. We were just thinking, though, since you are currently on Australia's first and only LGBT radio station, perhaps if we ever get you in the studio next time, maybe you can do like a voice loop of like a really famous gay anthem for us.
Oh, mate, looping's my thing.
Of course it is.
Of course I could.
I'm going to stereotype here, but do you know the song It's Raining Men?
I do know that song. I think you live under a rock if you don't know the song It's Raining Men. Or an umbrella.
So I think we'll have to get you to do that maybe next time.
Okay.
I got to ask you, Sam, you must have, just really quickly, you must have got a bit of flack from your friends being on reality TV, but you must be just laughing so hard now.
We were divided. I wasn't sure what it's going to do, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's quite a clever way to show what I do, because not only can I sing my song, but I can build it live and it's filmed so you can understand it more rather than, you know, being played on a radio or something.
Yeah.
So it kind of really worked with what I was doing. I'm just really happy that Australia got behind me and pushed me. Like, the support's been outrageous, and we're looking at much bigger and better things now, and working with Universal and still in touch with Kelly. So yeah, I'm actually just announced I'll be hopefully back home, and we'll be meeting up with a bunch of friends on Sunday, and we started a Facebook group, and the amount of gifts I'm getting right now about me, this is really hilarious.
I love it. We are running out of time, and we're going to play your new single, Sam. I just wanted to quickly ask, what's next for you? What's on the agenda?
So I'm looking at flying out to LA. Look at me, I've already changed. Flying to LA to meet Kelly and talk to some people out there. I'm currently on set with Universal doing some promo stuff for the song. And we're working out a live show where I already do live shows, but I'm going to supercharge them with the extra support I've got. And I'm going to go back to doing what I do. And if you liked what you saw in The Voice, I'll be coming around the country for sure doing live energetic shows. And I'll hopefully do a couple of all ages as well. But yeah, it's definitely going to happen.
That's cool.
Love the all
if
ages.
People can't wait till you come out and do some more live stuff, where can we find you?
I run my Instagram. My fiance runs my Twitter because I'm just terrible. I'm good at looping. I'm bad at phones.
Yeah.
So I run my Instagram and then I post on a Facebook. Instagram's where it's at. So if there's anything happening, Universal and I'll be posting on there. But it will be happening. We're moving really quick, and I want, you know, it's less about the releasing music right now. It's more about getting back out there and being seen live and doing my thing live.
Sam, thank you so much. A really big congratulations on winning The Voice. We'll hopefully see you soon.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks so much for having me.
All the best. Do you want to just intro your new song for us all? Because we're going to play it now.
All right, guys. This is Sam Perry, and you're listening to Trust Yourself. Trust myself.
Thanks so much, Sam.
Thanks,
see you later. Bye.
See ya. Bye.